JP Mega 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 Mega. The one stop shop in Dominica, nigga, 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 nigga. You could be shopping and having fun shopping with your daughter or with your son shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place.
Happy place.
Oh JP Mega 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 Mega. The one stop shop in Dominica, nigga, 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 nigga. You could be shopping and having fun
shopping.
Bring papa and mama.
Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy. Brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jollys.dm. Jollys Pharmacy. Leading the way in healthcare. In healthcare. In healthcare.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. The one-stop shop in Dominica, nigga, 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 nigga. You could be shopping and having fun
shopping
with your daughter or with your son
shopping.
We cater to everyone. What a happy place. Mega, mega. The one-stop shop in Dominica, nigga, 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 nigga. You could be shopping and having fun.
Shopping.
Bring papa and mama along.
Shopping.
We cater to everyone. What a happy place, happy place.
Oh, what a happy place. Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
JP Mega, the best family shopping experience. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes. Every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes. Education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday. So be sure to tune in.
Health vibes.
Health vibes every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Health vibes.
Health vibes. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes.
Helps.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes.
Helps.
Education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of
vibes.
Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday. So be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy. Brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
In healthcare.
In healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Health Vibes.
Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Health Vibes.
Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
A pleasant good morning to you. It is Wednesday, the 28th of February, 2024. Time truly, truly flies. Can you imagine just, it would seem like a few weeks ago, we were all saying Happy New Year to each other. And here it is that March is just around the corner. And we are due. I was told that we are due for an even hotter year
In
2024. The summer is projected to be even hotter than 2023. I am not looking forward to that heat, particularly in the evenings. I'm not too sure about you. It would seem that every one of us may want to have a river just for that time, Not for, we know it's the hurricane season still, but we want the river to behave so that we can jump in the river whatever time in the morning, because let me tell you, that sun, that heat, when these walls have absorbed all of that heat in the day and you get home 6 o'clock, 5:30, and you want to relax, and the walls are now releasing all of that heat, diffusing that heat. It is not easy, but it is life. That's what they say. It's all about climate change and global warming, and this is the consequences of this major phenomenon. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is always a pleasure to be here with you every Wednesday at about this time, as we bring to you all of the latest information regarding health, wellness, and goodwill. My good friend and co-host, Trudy Christian, good morning to you, my dear.
Good morning to you, Carlton, and good morning to our listeners on Q95 Radio, our listeners who are always locked on to Health Vibes on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, Carlton, it is almost March, yes. And you know they say March comes in like a what is the saying? It comes in nice and quiet, but leaves with a roar.
Yeah.
So that's when the weather starts heating up. You know, the Easter season is approaching. You know, so I was very, very troubled by hearing you say it's going to be a hotter year than last year, because last year I struggled with that heat. But anyway, as usual, we give thanks for life, and whatever we may get, you know, we just need to roll with it and make the best of whatever it is that comes our way.
Yeah, trust me. I am really not looking forward to that heat. And the fact of the matter is that some of us who have air condition at home, we sometimes even have to pinch and wonder, do I put it on? Do I put on the fan? Because you're thinking of that dumb leg bill that you might be getting at the end of the month. And sometimes when you put on that AC, you almost want to have it on for the entire night. So that is the dilemma that many of us face, particularly if you have air condition at home. But we do, we expected to have a really good time with you today on air.
Yes.
As we'll be sort of hitting little issues along the way. We will be bringing out different issues, maybe at least three different ones, mm-hmm. During the course of today's episode. But let me just again give you the date for the National 5K Run. We have settled on the date, and it is going to be April 27th. It is the last Saturday in the month of April, and we will be having that National Wellness 5K Run. It is our fifth edition, and we are running this year for diabetes awareness and sickle cell anemia awareness. So these are the two major causes that okay. we'll be running for this year.
And are people supposed to wear the colors
yes.
of the association?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you are running for diabetes, we expect you to wear a blue shirt. Preferably sky blue, but if you don't have sky blue, you could wear any blue shirt that is at your home, right? We're no longer printing shirts because guess what? When we were printing the shirts, almost more than 50% of the money that we have collected went to the printers. And so we felt it was sort of futile. It was robbing away from the main cause of giving monies to these NGOs that support these particular causes. And so for us to be able to capitalize on almost all of the money that we'd have raised for donation, we advise you to wear that particular color. Mm-hmm. If you're running for sickle cell anemia, you could wear either burgundy shirt or red shirt.
Yes.
So burgundy or red for sickle cell anemia. And diabetes,
blue.
You wear blue. The registration for the run is $25 EC. Or if you want to make more, you want to make a larger, let's say last year we had people donating money and say, well, split the money among the two or the three causes that we're running for. So if you want to do that, it is up to you. But registration is open. You can make your registration at any of our locations, any of our pharmacy locations, Portsmouth, Great George, King George, any of the, and Focale at the Megastore, any of the locations there, you can walk in, give your name, your telephone number, and the course that you're running for. If you're running for diabetes, you see my name is John Brong. I am paying my $25. This is my contribution to the Dominica Diabetes Association, and I'll be running on their behalf. So that's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Now, there are people who may not be able to run or may not be able to participate. You might be listening to us from overseas and you want to make a donation. You are welcome to do so as well. We've had people do that. They might say, well, you know, I'm doing this in honor of my mom who may have succumbed to complications of diabetes, or a sister of mine who succumbed or is battling or struggling or, you know.
Yeah, affected by sickle cell anemia.
Going
yeah.
through the whole fight of dealing with sickle cell anemia, you are welcome to do so.
Carlton, I think the locations you listed, I noticed JP Mini is not in there at the Dominica
yes.
State College, and I think it would be a good idea. Yes, I think it would be a good idea to open it up at JP Mini as well for registration, so our college students can get a chance, of course, to register. And I do know that the young people do take part. I remember
yes.
a student of ours did very well in one of the
yes.
runs. last year.
Yes.
I believe, yes. So the students can get an opportunity if we have registration too at JP Mini. JP Mini is hot at the Dominica State College, I can tell you that.
Yes.
The students love going into JP Mini.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's one of the Jolly's Pharmacy branches. For whatever reason, I always seem to forget JP Mini. And not that JP Mini is not relevant, but maybe because I don't pay, I have not.
You don't go there, right? Yet. Right. But because I'm there, I can tell you, you know, there's quite a lot of traffic. So registration at JP Mini too, that needs to be included.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those of you who may want to contact me from, and you reside out of Dominica, my number is 1-767-285-3770. That number again is 1-767-285-3770. So if you want to make a donation in reference to the National 5K Run, which is our fifth episode for this time around, we are running for awareness of diabetes and awareness for sickle cell anemia.
Mm-hmm.
We invite in as many clubs, sports clubs, companies on the island to register. We've over the years we've had really good support from many of the many companies in Dominica, NCCU, Republic Bank, National Bank of Dominica, DOASCO, you know, many of them, they have always sponsored the run. And so this year we are asking you as well, if you're listening to me at this time, to again come on board and sponsor the run. We ensure that every cent, once we've done the balancing, because we always have an overhead as well with the event, we try to make sure that we have a music system, we have a DJ, we have water, and I should say that Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited have been a major staple and friend to the National Wellness 5K Run. Every year they've donated water to us, and we've always appreciated that.
Yes.
And so we last year the Dominica Football Association also made a very good donation too. And so we are hoping that this year all of these companies, Sagico, all of this, Nagico, all these companies that sponsored last year can come on board again. It's once a year we're doing it, can come again and make that run a successful one.
I love the involvement, Carlton, from the private sector, of course, and Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited. I just wanted to shout them out. You mentioned they've been a very, you know, critical sponsor.
Yes.
Shout them out for always, you know, supporting very worthy endeavors, particularly those to do with the youth. And I can really attest to that. So I think, and Carlton, listening to you talk about the walk, or 5K run, I always say walk because
you can walk.
And I know some of us might prefer to walk, but yes, I listening to it, I really think it's a good idea to try to get some student groups. You mentioned,
yes,
you know, certain clubs have participated, but we do have quite a few students based clubs, you know, 4-H clubs, environmental clubs, and literary and debating society that I head. So I think I need to push that, you know, so we can get some student clubs running for the cause.
Definitely.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to that. Now you're wondering, where again are we starting that run?
Uh-huh.
And every year we've always started at Canfield. So this year, this time around, just like last year, we are starting the run at the Massa Canfield Government School, right underneath the almond tree, right there. We gather right there with the police escorts. We always have the Red Cross with the ambulance. We make sure we have all our T's crossed. and we start that run. We always work with our vitals, you know, glucose tablets, XYZ. Somebody might, your sugar might drop a bit. You know, you can give them some glucose, that type of thing. But the paramedics are also there. So we start the run at the, Massa Kinfield Government School, and we end the run at Lindo Park. Now the run goes all the way on the highway. This is what's the name of the highway again?
Iolibla Highway.
And we go through Portersville and up to Federation Drive.
Okay.
So we're not making no shortcuts.
Okay.
Across my DBMC.
Okay.
No,
so
we are all going.
Way.
So we are all going. Yes. The run from Massac, Massac Kinfield Government School. We go to the Iolibla Highway onto Portersville, outside of Old Haydens, ACS, up to Federation Drive, and into Lindo Park.
Okay.
And that's your national 5K.
Yeah, so
run.
No shortcuts.
And so we're expecting people to start training. Running.
Given advance notice. I mean, we're at the end of February. The run is April 27th. So people have good enough time. Yes.
There is this policeman that have run with us for the past 3 years, and he always gets in the top 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name, but I can see him. And you can see he's a guy that's very fit. Mm-hmm. And he does that. So even the policemen, you know, we expect you to be there, the footballers, the netballers, the Rotary Club, the Lions Club, which other club we have? Kiwanis. We have a lot of these NGO clubs. Mm-hmm. We want you to be part of that 5K run. Last year we had about 300 and something people. This year, let's see if we can get our number up to at least 600 people. Mm-hmm. At least 600. Get the numbers. We want the numbers to be up every year. So if we can get up to 600 people on that street running for that cause. I've seen it in St. Lucia. I've seen it in Barbados, Jamaica.
Yes. It's huge in Barbados.
Right. It's huge in Barbados. Really, really a big thing. So we're expecting you to be part of that. I see somebody want to interact with us. Let's see what they say. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Caller, good morning. Is your radio on? Okay, feel free to call back. The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. And of course, if you want to connect with us from overseas, you are welcome to do so. That number is 305-432-9624. We have a caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well, and you?
It's good stuff. But let me tell you that now. I suspect even before the carnival or after the carnival, there's a lot of people coughing all over the place and sneezing all over the place. I actually wonder if there's COVID or tuberculosis, whatever you call it, on the island, because it's going and coming back. So what's the situation about that COVID thing?
COVID is... Okay, we will talk about that. Today is a day that we actually were expecting a guest. And the guest has had to cancel. And so we have the opportunity to mention and talk all about these things. I see that someone has already donated. They're planning to donate $160 towards diabetes. They've sent me a message. They'll be sending that money through PayPal. And wow. So already the wood is getting there. This person resides in the States. And they've already messaged me that they'll be making a donation of $160 towards diabetes. And that's what we love to hear. Mm-hmm. That even if you might be retired and you cannot make it, and we've had that, a lot of people did that last year. You walk in, you ask for me, and you make that donation.
Right.
You walk in any of the branches, and you ask for the supervisor there. If you are in Portsmouth, you could ask for Nadine Baptist or Edgar John Baptist. If you are at Great George Street, you could ask for Miss Chema Braid or Jacinta Fagan Defo. If you are in Roseau, you could come to our main office. If you are at JP Mini, we have a supervisor there. You can ask for that person. And if you are
at Mega,
you could ask for Miss Stella Giddens.
Okay.
And these are reputable people who you can trust. You can, and again, as I said, once you register in, you give your name and your cause. So we know when we're tallying, we know what amount of money goes to diabetes, what amount of money goes to sickle cell anemia, and we do the donation. And when we do the donation, we always invite the media.
Nice.
So it's live,
yes.
And you can see everything, what we're doing. I see we have another caller. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning to you, caller. Caller, good morning. Okay, we have missed you. Feel free if you want to make a contribution or you may just want to make a comment regarding the National 5K Run, which is scheduled for April 27. And we are starting the run at 3:30 in the afternoon. Last year, we began at 3 o'clock. And trust me, when we got on the Mount Daniel Cliff, it was really stormy. But we've always had two mobile vehicles of water, and they distribute water on the route.
Okay.
So you don't have to feel that, you don't have to walk with water. That is always distributed. As we go along, they'll be passing. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Caller, good morning.
Hey, Mr. Lando, blessed day to you, sir.
Good morning to you, my friend. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Blessings. I give in thanks and the Empress in the house as well.
Morning.
I want to give thanks to you, Mr. Lando, for
you.
Your assistance. I ask publicly and I can thank you publicly as well.
Thank
Don't
you.
Don't you think that's okay?
Oh, definitely.
Mrs. Dover, Gemma and everybody, blessings to you all. Let me just give thanks for the initiative, Carlton.
Yes, sir.
Jolly leads and everybody else follows.
Yes.
So I just want to give thanks and all the assistance I have received in one way or the other. I just give thanks for Jolly's Pharmacies throughout the year. Carlton, a lady tell me if I go Roseau or anything, get soft candle for all you have now?
We have. The soft candle is $1.50 for a pack.
Can you imagine Jolly still selling soft candle? All you have more Creo Coke?
Yes, we do. And purple lotion. And yes, we have that. And MB powder.
I assure you, Jolly leads and everybody else follow. Let me congratulate you. Dr. Jolly, blessings. Lisa Jolly. And
yes.
You know, you have another Dr. Jolly. They say, is he that will be the next Prime Minister of Dominica? Let us not call his name. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you, caller. Yes. And I suspect this caller will be making a contribution as well. He's very passionate about diabetes.
Diabetes, yes.
And I'm suspecting that he'll make a contribution towards that cause, even if he can't make it on the run.
Yes. But Carlton, I was there when the proceeds of the last 5K run were handed over to the benefactors.
Yes.
And of course, it was you know, such a great moment to see the gratitude. Last year, it was for the Lupus Foundation. Diabetes,
the Ray Astor Foundation for stroke, mm-hmm.
and diabetes as well.
The Dominica kidney.
Oh, kidney, yes.
Yes.
Kidney, lupus, and Ray Astor Foundation for stroke, right? And, you know, the benefactors were so
moved.
Grateful, mm-hmm. and it really is a worthwhile endeavor, and to see you giving back to these worthy causes. So this year for the Dominica Diabetes Association and Sickle Cell, Dominica Sickle Cell Association, I'm sure the feeling will be the same when they, you know, receive the proceeds from this run.
Definitely. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, miss.
How are you doing? Good morning to your co-host.
Hi, Miss Lucille. Good morning to you, my dear.
Yeah,
morning.
Nice. Let me tell Blessing, he should know that Jolly is the best. The best I can post of it. Jolly is the best. So Blessing, don't come there and say, wow, whatever. Just say Jolly is the best and that's it. Love you all.
Thank you, Miss Lucille. Thank you. And I know you love your Gemma.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. I see we have another caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mr. Lando.
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning.
Judy.
Trudy.
Yes, Mr. Carlton, one of the things I just want to tell you, Jolly is not just about health, you know. You know, Jolly is a big tourism marketing for Dominica, even in the French and the other Caribbean islands.
Definitely. We know that.
Yes. It's a brand, a tourism brand, because not so long I had a visitor from Montserrat to Anguilla. And he asked me for Canadian eel in oil. I said, boy, I can't remember that product.
That's available. The original and the color has not, the box has never changed. The black and white box is still there.
But the first thing, you come right up my room, you wanted some product, but you asked me for that. I said, boy, one thing you'll get at my jewelry. But Mr. Land, one of the things I want to tell you and do the other young people is the kind of innovation and foresight all they are bringing to the company, like all the key run and all the district health, like going out and visit the district.
Yes.
It's a very good thing, and I believe Mr. Jolly would appreciate that, and I believe that is one of the things he put you as a captain to. You will take the train, and I really want to congratulate to the company, because there are so many products it's making locally, and even with the local suppliers, like the people that make local products and work with Olio, it's a very good thing. And I saw what you're doing there, you know, I saw it in Cuba, Carlton, in Havana. You see the elderly and the diabetic, I saw that in Cuba. They take the elderly people out in the morning, even on the wheelchair, and they have like a nurse exercising them.
Awesome.
So I asked the nurse, I was on a bus, I asked the nurse that was with us, why they have them elderly people drilling, depending for them not to get sick and bed sores and for them not to get sick. So Mr. Carlton, I just want to congratulate
you.
And to the all your foresight. I mean, Mr. Jolly's and them cannot do it alone. I mean, young people, working people, smart people.
Thank you.
And let it grow until, you know, let it spread in different form. And I really appreciate you. And
I appreciate that
the company, too. The company have some of my products. I tell them to visit the customers. You could always go by Jolly's. I have four products there. It's the cayenne oil, nutmeg cream, cayenne oil, Miracle Year Growth. So if they want that product, they could check it by any one of the stores, the big brands. Because I used to be on the road like before, Carlton. I get a little more peace, you know. And I want to really congratulate you again for the foresight, the other brand you add to what the company have already. Have a nice day, brother.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm getting some, you know, vial, really important. As someone is just saying to me that her sister succumbed to complications of sickle cell anemia, and they will be donating at least 4 cases of water towards that 5K run on behalf of, you know, in memory of her sister who succumbed to complications of sickle cell anemia, and this person resides out of Dominica. We will take that information, and so the donations have already begun coming in. I got the name of the policeman. His name is Nichols, and he's always been running with us. My good friend Cheku, who is also a police officer, he sent that information to me.
Okay.
And so Nichols, good morning to you. The 5K run is happening on April 27th. I am hoping to beat you this time because I'm running. Yesterday I ran from Jolly's, where I work, to Louisville and back to Jolly's in 57 minutes. Because I do run every day too. And so I have really desired trying to run on that national 5K run as a competitor, but because I am the coordinator, I have to always go and stop and make sure everything is working out well,
right,
that type of thing. So I've never been able to run, like really run for the, you know, to win, but not just to not to win anything, but to see if I can be in the first, at least first five.
But what you're saying, this year you're going to try,
Carlton? No, I cannot try because I'm coordinating.
You can Leona and Leona can step in, you know,
and coordinate,
help you to try to you know, compete with the top runners this year. But yes, Carlton, I suspect this will be a big run, and you know, you will definitely be seeing more people
definitely
taking part.
We are also inviting all of the secondary schools. There are many, many sports clubs at the secondary schools. If you're listening to us, any teacher that might be listening at this time, we want you to register your groups, your athletic clubs, your football clubs, your rounders club, your basketball clubs, all these different clubs. We want you to be part of the national 5K run. I do hope that the sports division can collaborate with us and sensitize all of the clubs on Ireland to be part of the national 5K run. It's for a worthy cause. We are running to raise the awareness of complications of diabetes. We know diabetes is one of the chronic non-communicable diseases that is really causing a lot of havoc worldwide. Sickle cell anemia is also one of those diseases too that is affecting many, many people. And so we are raising the awareness.
Carlton, will there be a group registration rate? Is that something you've considered?
We've never done it because because it would be very, in a sense, subjective, because we don't know how many people would be in that group.
In that particular group,
and so we're trying to raise as much money. We try to leave it at $25. We've never changed it over the years.
Okay.
You know, factorizing the economy and all of that. So we're leaving it at $25 as the minimum. If you want to donate more than $25, you are welcome to do so. I can tell you, last year when I got to Massac, there were many people who just handed monies to me, you know, this is my money. And they didn't just come and just join the run, but they did not get, some of them didn't get the time to register.
Okay.
But they walked with the money. And that was really, really, that was touching to me because I saw the honesty and I saw the real commitment to the cause. And so we expect people to be similar this year and really come on down and be part of the national Wellness 5K run, which is happening on April 27th. That is the last Saturday in the month of April. It is going to be beautiful sunshine. It is a good time of year to have these type of outdoor activities. We expect you to start buying your sneaker. We want you to have comfortable sneaker. We want you to get your sportswear, get your tights, get your cap, get your sunglasses, you know, get your rag, and just come on down and get ready to run for the cause. What we're going to do, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back as we are going to switch the gears around.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in health. In healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes. Every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes. Education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday. So be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So as I said, the donations have already been coming in reference to the National Wellness 5K Run. We've had one person from the U.S. Donating $160 for diabetes. We've had another person from the U.S. Donating a few cases of water as well for sickle cell anemia. And so we're getting there. The mobilization have begun, and this is what we love to see. And we are always happy when people are willing to assist a worthy cause. This morning, we want to talk a little about the gastroenteritis that is affecting so many people on the island. Gastroenteritis basically meaning inflammation of the stomach and the intestines. Oftentimes, people would result in vomiting, diarrhea, upset stomach. And we've been seeing quite a number of cases of people coming to the pharmacy with these symptoms: diarrhea, upset stomach cramps, vomiting as well. From what we're seeing, it seems like it's a viral gastroenteritis, which is oftentimes short-lived. Most times when these viruses invade the body, they would normally stay up to 3 to 4 days, and within that time, you would be much better. What we normally encourage is the natural way to get rid of the virus from the body would be not to use medications to suspend the diarrhea, like Imodium and the likes, but to use a lot of electrolytes to help to sort of restore the body from the electrolytes that it's been lost. So the potassium, the sodium, the glucose that is being extracted, what we want is to replenish that, is to put it back in. If you're having vomiting, yes, and particularly the vomit is quite profuse, we may recommend Gravol. We may recommend as well all the other emetic medications to suspend the vomiting. But generally, antibiotics are not given because if it's caused by a virus, antibiotics would not be given unless there is a secondary infection that would warrant the use of antibiotics. If you are at home and you have that diarrhea, we want you at this moment to avoid dairy products at the moment. Beans, using any sort of beans.
High fiber foods,
you know, like whole grain cereals, as they would cause you to pass more stool. You want to avoid any alcoholic beverages. you want to avoid that as well. However, you can use coconut water, you could use cane juice, you could use pumpkin soup. Any type of soup would be very, very good at this time to help you. You can use electrolytes such as Pedialyte. You could use Gatorade.
Yes, your sports
you could
drinks.
Use Locuseed. You could use any type of, you could use a lot of purified water, flavored water, any of these that would actually help you to regain your energy and to restore the electrolytes that you're losing. Hand washing is...
I was going to say, Carlton, we should talk a bit about transmission and how to stop the spread of something like a viral gastro. So if you're saying you've seen it a lot, then that means we need to really focus on the hand washing that you're just going to mention, because this is a water, possibly foodborne, and just hygiene oriented transmission, you know. So if the hand washing is focused on, if someone does have gastroenteritis or does have, you know, diarrhea and so on, and they're living with other people, make sure that the washroom, you know, is clean. And you know, sometimes you can have mess and it's on the seat or something like that, but you want to make sure that you keep the area very clean.
Preferably you're using bleach,
right? Some sort of antiseptic, some sort of, you know, to kill whatever it is that's the causative agent there, and so somebody else does not pick it up.
And also, you know, in preparing food,
yeah.
If you do have the gastroenteritis right now, it would be best to avoid being in the kitchen preparing meals for others. Yes, you might have washed your hands, but if you have long nails,
right,
fecal matter can actually be harbored underneath the nail bed and can cause transmission and infections. So you want to maybe avoid. You know, sharing or preparing meals at that time, handshaking. It might be best to maybe take a few days off if you are a working person, or if you are at school, you might, the more rest you get is the best for you. There have been some conversations about the Sahara dust.
Yes,
as being one of the culprits for the common cold that we're seeing.
The
and
culprits.
As well. Yes, and as well for the gastroenteritis that we might be experiencing too. They're saying that a lot of these, there might be a lot of microorganisms in the dust that could be causing some of these communicable diseases that we're now seeing happening in the environment.
I don't think there's a scientific, I mean, especially for the gastroenteritis outbreak that you say you've looked at scientifically, that dust and being a causative agent, it doesn't line up. I don't know, you know, what is this the source of that speculation. But I'm just, you know, you just triggered
a... I'm not too sure if it's linked to all water sources, that could be a factor. I'm not too sure if that is one of the factors that may be causing it. But then a lot of people, there have been, you know, conversations about that because it's so widespread.
With infection, well, I see we have a call coming in.
Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, it's me again.
Yes, ma'am.
This Saharan dust have been here for quite some time, every year.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't believe, I don't know, it is this, that is part of what we are going through with diarrhea and those things, right? No.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it might affect your eye.
Yes.
You know, and things like that. It's just that it came in very early before the hurricane season. It usually come in June, July, August.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I don't know if it's too much of it to get in. I'm just saying that. because it came very much early. It looks like it loved Dominica a lot. Thank God, because it protected us during the season. But I really don't believe it is that. Other people might think differently, but I really don't believe it is that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Yeah, as Carson, as I was just going to say, you know, as a strict science person, biology background, I and public health, I cannot think of any possibility of there being a correlation between the two. The dust, as the caller rightly said, would affect people with respiratory sensitivities, you know, your asthmatics and so forth. But the causative agent for something like a gastroenteritis is people to people spread. Mm-hmm. So that means a person, a human being, harbors the thing, and the causative agent, whether it's bacterial, Carlton, you're saying you suspect it's viral in this outbreak, and the human being has to pass it on to other human beings, either, as we mentioned, through water, through food, and sometimes from direct touch.
Yeah.
So, you know, that. So when you understand the transmission route that causes illnesses, infectious illnesses, then you understand. You know, the same way some people, there was dengue and there still is dengue, yes. Dengue outbreak, and people spoke about, you know, somebody not being in the same room with somebody with dengue, but dengue is not transmitted people to people, a person to, it's transmitted yeah. for a vector, which yes. is the mosquito. So a mosquito needs to bite an infected person, and that mosquito needs to bite another yes. person in order for the disease to be transmitted. So sometimes, you know, it's just about knowing how things are passed on, so you can understand what is your risk, you know. So the correlation between the Sahara and dust, I don't think that has any true scientific basis.
I share that notion with you. I think from what the, you know, I think they were looking at it maybe more from the water standpoint. Mm-hmm. But I know with Domlec, the water is goes through a process. They're antiseptic agents and all of that they put in the water to purify the water is stored and all of that. But as you did say, it has a lot to do with human-to-human contact, sometimes fecal to oral route.
Yeah, the fecal right. to oral route, yeah.
So all of these, the aim is knowing that it's there and knowing what you need to know and what you can do to protect yourself, to prevent it from getting into your household. And if it does get there, what you need to do to make sure that you're protected and others are protected.
But Carlton, since people have concern about Saharan dust, it is worthy to mention that if you do have, you know, respiratory ailments, you have your asthmatic or so on, that, you know, it is a period of high levels yes. of dust. It's supposed to be kind of easing up a bit, but over the past couple of weeks we have had, if you listen to the weather report every mm-hmm. day, you know, the levels of Saharan dust are high. So if you are asthmatic and you suffer from respiratory illnesses, mm-hmm. that you might want to protect yourself with a mask, even, you know, if you're outdoors. I remember once Saharan dust levels were so high one year, that is long before COVID, that everybody, it was a carnival season, and people were selling masks at the side of the street. So this is, you know, people may not even remember, but before mm-hmm. COVID, we had a period where the Saharan dust was so high, we were wearing masks. Mm-hmm. I remember having
vehicles
to go.
Vehicles were covered,
right, with Saharan dust. So we've, you know, we've always had these sort of periods of high levels of Saharan dust, and if you are, you know, sensitive to the dust in terms of your respiratory health, a mask is a good idea.
Well said. All right, so what we're going to do, it's now 5 minutes after the hour of 11. We're going to take a short break and then we will switch gears again.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at Jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you this morning on Health Vibes. As we did say, we were scheduled to have had a guest this morning, but unfortunately he had to cancel due to an emergency. He's a medical doctor, and due to that, he had to cancel. But earlier on this morning, someone called about COVID-19.
Yes.
And the common cold. And first fact is, COVID-19 is still here.
Yes, it exists.
It's still here. It exists. And there are portable tests that are readily available at the pharmacy. So you can come into the pharmacy and purchase your COVID kit and do your tests at your home and know your results. At Jolly's, you can still get the COVID preventative or medical treatments, such as we had a kit that we put together, your vitamin C, your folic acid, your vitamins, your zinc, vitamins D. What else was in that? I think these are the items, multivitamins that is usually placed in there. Cough and cold medicines may also be included. And if it warrants that there may be a secondary infection of the respiratory system, whether it's an upper or a lower respiratory infection, then antibiotics would be prescribed by your doctor. But yes, COVID is around. The experts have said that COVID will be here
for life. Yes. Yeah, so it's a virus that, you know, we have just now incorporated into the regular schedule of viruses that we have. So it's the same way we know about the influenza virus,
the rhinovirus
that causes the cold. Yeah. The SARS-CoV is you know, a virus that was around before, but this the new variety of COVID-19, which began in 2019. This SARS virus is now here and will remain, you know, and it keeps mutating. So of course, you know, in the initial stages of the pandemic, we would hear about all the different variants that were popping up, you know, your Omicron and your Delta and your this. Now, you know, you don't hear much about the different variants because I think in general, people have just understood, right, that it's a virus that's around. It keeps mutating. What does seem to happen with viruses, though, is when they go through several iterations, mutations, and the body, the human bodies that are present here become used to, I would say, to the virus, or people have had the virus, it has circulated, then it starts to become less and less impactful. Although people that have serious underlying issues may still be at major risk. But we do notice that most times people maybe now have COVID-19 or are positive and they don't know because we've stopped mass testing as well. You can do your test with the test, Carlton, as you mentioned. You can purchase, or I guess if you request it at the your doctor's office or the health center, they can. But what we used to do before, in terms of you had to be tested to go to this place or tested to go to that place, we don't do that anymore. So you're not going to pick up the positives, but there are, of course, positive cases of COVID-19.
Definitely. And again, too, one of the things that I've observed, too, is many of the elderly and the older people are using their mask in public.
Yeah. I've seen it a lot. I've seen it at church too. Like people still put their mask on to go to church. And anywhere that maybe you would figure you can be at risk because there's a large crowd or there are people that you don't know what the people, what virus they may have or what, you know, you just want to protect yourself, you wear your mask.
Right. And if you visit in the hospital, you are required to wear your mask, particularly once you get in underwater. And so if you're going to visit someone at the hospital, you are expected to have a mask on entry of that ward. So just reminding you that you have to wear a mask when you are entering the wards to visit any person as well.
And Carlton, is interesting, during the peak of the pandemic, people would, you know, you would have masks, multiple masks, people have box of masks and so on. And now people have, you know, a lot of people have stopped carrying masks, but it's still a good idea at least to have a good clean mask in your bag, you know, in your vehicle or whatever it is, in whatever you carry around often, so that if the need arises, you can still, you know, use that mask. So the mask shouldn't be totally forgotten. You can still carry a clean mask with you when you're going out.
Very, very true. And again, too, if you are someone that has a lung problem, or you have a respiratory chronic medical condition, whether it's COPD, whether it's bronchitis, whether it's asthma, whether it's lung cancer, you might be in remission, you might be doing very well. Again, you are reminded that you are at high risk, and you certainly do not want to, you want to do everything in your power to protect yourself from the common cold. So if you have any of these medical conditions, we recommend that you use your mask, particularly when you're going out. You're going out and maybe it's a large crowd, or you're going to be around many people, you want to use your mask to protect yourself. As I said, particularly if you're battling lung cancer, if you have COPD, you suffer bronchitis or have been diagnosed with bronchitis or asthma, and maybe you would have had a few relapses with asthma or attacks of asthma in recent time, you certainly want to ensure that you have that. And as I'm on asthma, it is essential that you have your portable inhalers at all times. You should have an inhaler in your working bag. You should have one at home. You should have one by your bedstand. You should ensure that the dates are looked at to make sure that they're not expired. You should make sure that they're not exposed to heat or extreme sunlight. You should ensure that they are placed somewhere safe, and you should make sure that they are not empty, because you can get an asthma attack at any time. And a lot of people don't know that anger and stress can precipitate an asthma attack.
Anxiety
as well. You can get very, very anxious, very, very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are obese, that also increases your risk to asthma attacks. So you just want to make sure that you have your inhalers. Some of you are using the steroid-based inhalers along with the bronchodilator, particularly Ventoline. You want to make sure that you have these at all times available. Some of you have nebulizers at home. Ensure that you have your solutions for the nebulizers at all times. Make sure that your nebulizers are working. Look out for moles in your house. Look out for any leaks, any changes on your wall. You might see little bumps on your wall, and you're wondering, why are these bumps there? It means that water is seeping through the wall and it's already changing. And so that's how moles begin to form. And moles can be very, very dangerous because they are living organisms. And if you are breathing in moles, then it can cause major inflammation to your alveoles or your ear sacs. So it is important that you know these things. Some of you live in areas that are very damp and cold and chilly. That predisposes you or puts you at risk. Having pets in the house, particularly dogs and cats, the shedding, that puts you at risk too. Having a lot of teddy bears and other things, stuffy things in the house puts you at risk. Ensuring that your room and the house is well ventilated, that is important as well. Try to ensure that you do not have any type of terrible or dangerous chemicals in the house, like paints and sprays that can be hazardous to you. Sometimes you may have a can of paint or varnish or anything like that.
Paint thinner,
right. All of these can be putting you at risk. Pesticides, weedicides, that too. You want to be cautious about, even in your environment. People burning up bush and burning up garbage and not maybe even conscious of what they're putting in the fire. It can be some container that contains some harsh chemical. You put it on the fire, then that chemical is diffused
in the air. It's an irritant.
Can be quite toxic to the respiratory system. Yeah. So these are things that we just want to highlight as we've been talking about the common cold and COVID-19 and respiratory tract infections and medical conditions relating to the respiratory tract.
Yeah, and asthma, asthmatics, tips for asthmatics. Yes.
We do know that many people do suffer with sinusitis too, which is a common respiratory inflammatory condition. I am a major sufferer of sinusitis. Right now, I have been miserable for the past 4 days, battling from since Saturday, dealing with my sinuses, particularly my right sinus, the right one, has been really giving me a lot of pressure and mucus and all of that. So many people do suffer with sinusitis too. A lot of them, they would say they have sinus, but all of us have sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
What you have is sinusitis, which is inflammation of the sinus, the lining of the sinus. It could result in a lot of mucus being secreted, sneezing, itchy throat. Some people get a lot of, they have to do, what do you call that? Like, you know, that type of sound all the
scratch
time.
Scratch their throat, yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing. Some people sneeze repeatedly, sneeze and sneeze and sneeze. You know, some people get burning of the nostrils, swelling of the nostril, pain between your eye, pain above the eye. All of these are symptoms of sinusitis that we see. Post-nasal dripping, which is one of the major things I get as well with mine. I've not had it in the 4 days that I've been suffering. I've not had the post-nasal dripping. But that one is very, very, makes you very, very miserable. And so you need to know these things, and you need to know what you need to do. Using decongestants, particularly salt water, bathing in the sea, that helps a lot to clear out the sinuses. There have been a lot of talk. It is still debatable as to whether dairy products increases
congestion and mucus buildup. Yeah,
I remember seeing one doctor who said to me that there is no facts about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have other people.
Yes, I've heard that it does. Yeah, so
herbal yeast and other people who would have differ in opinion, but whichever the case is,
I think, Alton, it's important just to monitor your own personal response some of these things, because it's not oftentimes things are not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. So if you need to be very observant about your body's reactions to certain things, and even sometimes take note, what did I felt very stuffy today or congested today, what did I eat, write it down.
Yes.
And then so you can backtrack, and then you can start to say, well, it's every time this I do this, and you can start to avoid whatever it is. I think we need to have that type of personal awareness with some of our ailments.
And that's a very good observation that you've raised as well, because as you've raised it, it reminds me a lot about allergies.
Right, exactly, exactly.
When you get an allergy, sometimes you don't know
what it was,
what it was, but it would be good to document and note that, Oh, this is what I'm allergic to. And every time when I eat this,
I get that, right. And I think it's easy. I'm kind of sidestepping a bit, but even if you're on particular medications, there are instructions on the medications and things to avoid and so on. But sometimes you as the individual may have a certain sort of reaction or a certain sort of sensitivity to a certain certain thing because of that medication. And if you take notes of a feeling that you had or some sort of symptom that you experienced, and you can trace it back to what it is that you ate or what it is that you did differently on that day. And it's easy, I think, these days to do that because we have smartphones and you don't need to physically, I mean, if you're saying to yourself, we're going to write down those things, but you have a note, you know, in the smartphones, a notepad app, and you just, you just take like, or even, it's so interesting now, you can WhatsApp yourself. So that is a way of keeping records because you can send a WhatsApp message to yourself and you can just go back in that WhatsApp and say, oh yes, on that day I ate this and I really had a funny reaction. So that's maybe something I should avoid, you know?
And we do know that many people do have sensitivities or allergies towards foods, towards medications, towards certain chemicals, even plants wrong. So remember, again, if you do have an allergic reaction to a medication, to a food, to a plant, that you have that written in your medical book, if you do possess a medical book, ensure that it is told to your family. So if you are unconscious or you can't speak, then they know that you're allergic to peanuts, you're allergic to shellfish, you're allergic to amoxicillin, you're allergic to septrin, you're allergic to aspirin. They know that if you are taken to the hospital, that they'll be able to have that information. Ensure that you put, you could put a card in your wallet with that alert. Make sure that it's written with a red ink pen or marker in your medical book indicating that you have an allergic reaction to whatever it is. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Whenever you do something, you're drinking something, sometimes you know, you just know.
We're not hearing you very clearly at all.
No matter what you eat, what you drink, and you're having something like that, you just know the reaction happens because your body, you know. But some people, they had. You tell them, you're not good to eat, you're not good to drink. They drink it, you eat it, because they like it, it's nice. That's okay with your body, that's a good problem, man. No, you know, that's what happens. So that's why people get sick like that. And that's why it's so, and put all the kind of fatty stuff in them, and you know, all the obesity, you know, and listen, what they have been fat, you know. And I mean, because, you know, they have Christmas time. People didn't keep food, you know, Christmas day alone, they're getting fat. And then the whole China will come, oh, that's what is waste for. Yeah, I eat too much cake, I drink too much this, too much that, and 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 balance your body, you know? And yeah, so I was doing something, so I feel that. About the cold, people cough, I think
I'm not hearing at all.
No, that's easy, so you can
quote it.
Thank you, caller. Yes, we did address that. So you must have missed our discussion, caller, that we had just a few minutes ago about COVID. And yes, there is, you know, there is still COVID. It's an, you know, it's there to stay. And of course, there is also the flu, and there is the common cold. So we have those circulating viruses, and you know, it's just about taking precaution against those viruses. But we did address that question that you posed earlier. But the caller, Carlton, made an interesting point that sometimes people just like to eat certain things. So even if they notice there is a reaction to it and that it affects whatever it is that they have, they will still continue to eat it. And you know, I guess that's a trade-off. If you decide, you know, you want to feel sick and you don't want to stop eating the thing, well, I don't know.
Once it is not life-threatening to the point where you may end up having an anaphylactic shock.
Right, anaphylactic, you know, shock, yeah, and your airways so close you, up. Yeah, but yeah.
So, but some people do, you know, will take their risk. And some people, I know of people who will say, well, I'm going to take my antihistamine first.
Yeah, before I eat whatever.
I eat that particular dish or food and so forth. Yeah. But we know that all of these are wrong. What is important is to have the facts. Again, all of us practically have a smart device in our hand. Let us use it for the good and not for the bad. Let us. There are lots of information that we can get on this device. It is easy to access information and make even wiser choices that would help to improve your general health and wellness. It is now 11:51 and we have to say goodbye to you. I know that it was an interesting show. It was very, very much interactive today. But as usual, when you're having fun, time truly flies flies very quickly.
Yes, and Carlton, in today's show, we were going to talk about youth and children, and that's the kind of topic area that we had. Hopefully, we can revisit it at another date. But I just wanted to because I was supposed to mention it last week, the debating competition that went off last week, and the inter-secondary schools debating competition, and our young people who were, you know, so vibrant and so energetic in that competition. And the young people that are moving through to the next round, which is next month, come from the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School, the Orion Academy, the St. Mary's Academy, and the Afa Waldron SDA Academy in Portsmouth. So we have, you know, a lot of, you know, good things happening as it relates to the youth. I wanted to just shout them out before we close, because we were going to have a young people focused conversation today, but we will do it at another date, God willing.
Definitely. So, as usual, your health is indeed your greatest resource. Preserve it. Have a good morning, everybody, and continue to have an awesome day, and take care of yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy. Brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at Jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit the sign, www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.